Welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. The sun rises here. Hold on, let me adjust that microphone. It's got to be better. Hi, I hope you're good and welcome. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Yes, on the sunny side. My name's Joyce Unyemua. And today on the show, let me run by your hearing. The first hour, we're going to look at, well, I think I'm eager to give you information and I'm really pressed to get from you update on what you think about what is happening as far as Omicron goes. So yesterday, I did say something in passing that Omicron sounded like a character out of a sci-fi movie, except it's a letter in the Greek alphabet. And the more we tilt closer to science, the more I am a little bit more aware as to... Let me rephrase that. The more the world transitions into deeper science and technologies that defy physics, well, I'm a little bit aware of everything that I hear and see, and I'm really going to try this weekend to read the book by Aldous Huxley, 1984. Apparently, he documents the future. He documents the future and tells us of a future that's to come. If Christ doesn't come between now and next Thursday, we're going to talk about the metaverse. Facebook changed its name from Facebook to Meta, so we need to discuss what that is next week. So brace up for that, and between now and then, discover what you will, because I think there would be a whole lot of peeling away the layers of recent or current day reality for what is now the reality that will then be. It's going to be interesting. You want to look forward to that. All right, so we're back into the present. Today, first hour, Omicron. I want to know what you think about that. After that, we're going to go into another conversation, of course, of a social nature, and it is that women have a higher advantage. Well, women have an advantage in society over men. I don't even know what that means, but it probably means something. I mean, it's been said so long, so much, that if it's true, we need to analyze it and see where, how, and if at all there is any credit or credibility to that statement. At 2:30, we're bringing to you the documented series, which has been ongoing now for a while, titled His Stories. Packed 3 hours on the sunny side with Joyce. Welcome to radio. You're on the sunny side. All right. Okay, I think that you are aware that the Nigerian government directed all its employees to get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus, as this will soon become a prerequisite for gaining access into various offices. This really was a report documented, or say reported, 13th October. Yeah. The government wants government workers to get vaccinated. Well, let me see if I can quickly run a few more details by you. The chairman of the Presidential Steering Committee on COVID-19, Boss Mustafa, announced sometime in October. He said, beginning December 1st, which on the calendar, I think it's what, next tomorrow? Tomorrow? 30 days has November? Okay, so it's tomorrow then. All right. Beginning December 1st, 2021, all federal government employees will be required to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or present a negative PCR result to gain access to the office. I even hear that the PCR test should be done within the last 72 hours. So it would mean that every other, if you're not vaccinated, it would actually mean that every other day you're having to have, you're having to undergo tests to show proof that you have either recovered from the from the virus, or you do not have the virus, that or you have been vaccinated. Okay, so 15th November, the news reports that the government insists on mandatory vaccination. Now, all of this before Omicron took center stage on a world platform, and I was on the WHO website, and the characterization of Omicron on the WHO website is as vague as walls in oblivion. It has no solid description. So first of all, it's only less than a week old. Yeah, 2 weeks old? Less than 2 weeks, actually, Omicron. Okay, and the news is reporting, and then there is something that I think the news does, particularly now that it seems, well, it's not as though it seems, now that the world is pushing people to get, you know, vaccinated. I think that the news further adds to what we can call like a mass hysteria of some sort, where people are afraid, or people are taken by the chaos, and then you watch the news, and you would be lucky if you don't even have the virus by just watching the news, because on your 24-hour clock, I think 22 hours is practically conversation around this COVID-19, and 1 minute you think it's going down, and then the news again reminds you that no, it's getting worse somewhere else. It's getting worse over there. It's getting bad. And now there is this. Remember, we were told, at least here on Nigeria Info, you heard about the emergence of the Delta virus. We were told that the Delta had the capacity to spread more broadly, widely, and easily than, you know, the initial emergence of the virus, you know. And here we are hearing again that Omicron spreads quicker than Delta. So between the devil and a hard place is the fact that the vaccine, which was created for what was the initial emergence of a mutated virus, is said to maybe not be strong enough to combat this Omicron one. All right, let's look at the Nigerian front, and I'll share a sentiment with you. The Nigerian government said it would not relent on the mandatory vaccination policy, especially for civil servants and public service holders, saying the country is experiencing an increase in case fatality ratio. The chairman did say this on Monday. So I guess that was last Monday, exactly. Last Monday? Two Mondays ago. Okay, he said that some countries in Europe are experiencing an increase in COVID-19 cases due to under-vaccination. And he urged Nigerians to reward the government's effort at procuring the vaccines with massive turnout at vaccination centers. We're currently, in his words, and I quote, we're currently seeing some surge in cases in some countries in Europe. Not necessarily in Nigeria, but yeah, in some countries in Europe, especially Europe, due to vaccination. In other territories where mass vaccinations have occurred, the infections are rising. What we see in Nigeria right now is that there is an increase in case fatality ratio, which calls for great concern. And then he does reiterate that December 1st still stands as the day which certainly begins the necessary show of proof by public servants or civil servants. Okay, so this is where I'm getting at. All of this before Omicron, all of this, if you remember, I had an interview with, I had a guest who works with the WHO on this show. Yeah. Dr. Happy, you remember him? Yeah. He said on this show that from the initial emergence of the virus, that the virus had mutated so much that they could scale it up to 70%, that it had gone from 10%, 5%, 5, 10, 20, 50, 70%. Like, it kind of shapeshifts from something you knew it to be to something else. So here we are, that same virus. Remember when the news started, they told us bats in China consumed by humans and some other, you know, ambiguous story around how this thing emerged. Then became, well, it's the Chinese eating food and this is a Chinese disease and they spread it to the globe. Conspiracy theories started to emerge and even America couldn't quite overlook how it practically took a life of its own, where reports had it that America sponsored the research at the Wuhan Institute in China. And emails emerged that showed that America had sponsored research for a particular, you know, virus at the Wuhan Institute in China. Back and forth, the news stops talking about it. Some people wanted Fauci to get sacked. We had a spokesperson in the person of Bill Gates, whom suddenly, you know, was telling us about virus. He's not a scientist, not a medical practitioner, but had so much to say about. And then I think he noticed that there was too much clamor around why is he the one speaking, and then suddenly he disappears. When was the last time you saw Bill? Yeah. He's nowhere. I think he just went into thin air. Bill disappears. He's left us to figure this out all by ourselves. He used to have updates for us on TED stages, news platforms, but he's just vanished. All right. Maybe he's dealing with a divorce. You never know. Okay. So Omicron is here, and I have a question for you. The government, so I never really had the opportunity to have this conversation with you. The Nigerian government, you know, mandating civil servants to get vaccinated. It's either that or you get test, and your test can only be 72 hours old. Anything more than that would not necessarily give you a pass. So there is that. And then there is the fact that the virus keeps mutating. And the same, you know, medical researchers are reporting that it does quite appear that the vaccine would not be able to combat this new strain of Omicron. The new strain of the virus known as or called Omicron. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't spoken with you about the coronavirus in about what? Some months now. So I want to know whether, one, you've been vaccinated. When I came into the studio, I had a brief chat with a colleague who said he's taking his first jab and, you know, he's waiting for the second one. I went on the internet to get, and I'm persuaded to believe that this is a somewhat accurate figure of, say, what with cases that we have in Nigeria. Lagos, for example, 22,562 cases, deaths, 220. And at least that's for Lagos. The Abuja FCT records 6,385 cases, 82 deaths. Ondo, 4,580 cases, 98 deaths. Oyo, 8,767, 191 deaths. It does quite appear, given the figures shown on mainstream news, or say international news platforms, our death, I mean, this is not me in any way trying to say, well, we're not dying en masse. It's just, well, our death figures in comparison to what we see mainstream do not even compare. Ours just practically pales away. It just vanishes. It's nothing compared to the figures that they report on, you know, television when they say, you know, 600,000 people dead, 1.5 million people dead. And the figures just keep growing exponentially. We have grace on our side, and not too many people have died of it. We hope nobody dies from it. But it's that now it does quite appear that the government is looking to have this mandated. We don't know how far they intend to go. But here is the tricky part. The virus keeps mutating. So do you suggest that you get vaccinated today, and as the virus mutates, you get every other subsequently developed vaccine to combat the virus? Or do you think we need to wait until we thoroughly understand what this virus is, if there is an end to its mutation? Because what this also means is, if there is no end to the mutation, it just means that every time there is a new variant, you have to also wait for a new vaccine to get vaccinated. I want to understand whether you understand the complexity, the horror, and what your opinion is. Welcome to the Sunny Side. This is Radio Let's Talk. How are you doing? Good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? 0700 993 993 993, and 01465 7190. Have you gotten vaccinated? How do you feel about this new update? Well, the virus is reported to have mutated again. It's Omicron, and at least a number of countries that have recorded Omicron on their land, and I want to know what you think about it. And particularly this vaccination that now is set to be somewhat mandatory for civil servants, and we don't know how far it's going to go. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Your name, good afternoon to you. Happy to have you here. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, I'm with you. Go ahead, what's your name?
Yes, Benjamin Kupu from Ikeja.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Go ahead, thank you.
Yeah, you see, one of the issue we are having with our government is this. If people who are infected with COVID-19 issues and they've been giving us figures, and out of all these figures they've been giving us for 5 years now, we have never seen where people said, okay, these are the number of people, these are people they show on television, what they show on publicly, we saw them like other countries. We have never witnessed it, but only see figures everywhere inflating. And not only that again, there are other places like Nigeria. If you go to Alaba Market, go to Sele Market, go to some part of the Ikeja Market, you see population crowds in one place,
yeah,
in their markets. And at the end, you don't see masks. And this continues for closely to a year now. And we have never seen anybody among them who said they have COVID-19. And this government kept inflating figures. And these figures we kept inflating every day. The so person died, 100 numbers died. We are tired of this kind of fake information governments like those. I'm sorry, I don't think there is anything like that. It's only those people who go to outside country that have COVID-19. If you are traveling out of this country, you are the one who brought it from America or brought it from China or whatever place you go. So we Nigerians, we are here, we have never seen, either maybe somebody is hungry, he has not eaten for over a week.
Yeah.
Maybe he's looking for what to eat. You see him lie down, he's acting that he has COVID-19.
Okay.
This government, I don't understand.
Okay.
In fact, we have most confidence in them. Thank you.
So do me a favor. I want to know whether you think that people should go ahead and get vaccinated. And in the event that the virus mutates, you update your vaccine taking. Or do you suggest that we wait until we understand the structure of this particular... Because I can't understand how you're just always going to keep shooting up drugs into your veins. I don't see... I mean, sensibly, I don't think there's any sense in that. So I want to get your view on a moving story, that's COVID-19. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
Joyce, if our government is being sincere to us, since the virus is mutating and according to... Because if you scale it now, I think the power of this one now is bigger than the vaccine they want to give us. So why giving us that vaccine when you know that this variant that you have now is more powerful than that vaccine? I think there is something hidden that they are not telling us.
So what do you suggest? Do you suggest, well, don't take the vaccine just yet, wait until maybe the newer version of the vaccine comes up? Or do you suggest take the vaccine, then if the virus, as the virus mutates, you keep taking vaccines?
I will only say this. The government should stop deceiving its people and do the right thing.
I'm asking you what the right thing can be.
The right thing is this: allow people to be. Let everybody wear their protective gears.
Okay.
Yes, wear, cover yourself. Do whatever you are supposed to do to prevent that virus from coming. Then let them find solution and get a good vaccine that will take care of it.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Yes. So if you've been vaccinated, I want to know what you think about this report about a new variant, Omicron, reported to be more contagious than the previous version of the mutated virus, and that this current vaccine may not help prevent you from getting it. Well, it's a horror story, isn't it? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kaya.
Welcome, Kaya. Go ahead.
Yeah, all I need to say is that just as what the Bible says, that the foolish one believe that there's no God. Also, I think that the foolish one also believe that there's no COVID. And it's good, the wise person have to protect himself before any other thing.
Have you taken the vaccine? Have you had a vaccine?
To believe that... or to allow government to force you to do what you are supposed to do.
So let me ask you a question. Have you had the vaccine?
Yes, I have. I have already done it.
Okay, good. Hold on a
second dose.
Okay, great. So now the virus has mutated. If there is another vaccine, would you go take it, or would you wait until the science practically solves this issue before you go get a vaccine?
I don't need to wait. I
will every new update of the mutation, you go get the new vaccine?
Yes. Okay. As long as it will not do any harm to me. So I will do it.
Okay.
I will do it.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
For so far, I've done the first one. The second one, it does not do
anything.
Any harm to me.
You take some more.
So I will go ahead and do any other one that is ahead, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that
sure.
The new one that's coming. The any update?
Anyone that they bring, you're taking it. As long as it's free. Sure.
As long as it's free and it does not do any harm. So I'm taking it.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Francis.
Welcome, Francis. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is now, you said they said that the civil servants should take the vaccine, right?
Yeah, but the virus keeps mutating, so I'm linking two stories together now. Do people go take the vaccine, even though the virus is mutating and the vaccine might not be able to prevent you from the new virus?
Yeah.
Or do you wait? Oh, you're breaking up. Okay. Hold on a second. Sorry. We cannot hear you.
So how will you know?
Pardon?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I didn't hear you, so I was trying to even stop you. Go ahead.
Okay. I said, after the 72 hours, I took the test. I presented the thing to government.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Then I went back to, maybe I went to buy something in and went back to the office. How will you know? I got the virus.
Well, so at least they're giving you 72 hours window or 72 hours interval to renew your testing. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. After I've done that, then I went back to the office again, maybe after another week. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I went to contact with somebody else that had the virus. How would they know?
Well, they wouldn't know until after another 72 hours that you have the virus. Then they can...
That's what I'm saying. That's not what they want to do. They need to tell us to protect ourselves in any way we can.
But they've been telling you telling you to prevent yourself or protect yourself.
And that's what I'm saying. That you wear, let us wear the mask, protect the airport right now.
Did you hear the topic? This is wild. Did you hear the topic? I gave you a topic.
You understand what I'm saying now? They need to protect the airport. Anybody that's coming out from the outside should be checked.
Okay.
Surely checked.
Okay.
That is where you're supposed to start from first.
Yeah. So, have you gotten your vaccine? Have you been vaccinated?
No, I don't get the vaccine.
Okay.
I don't want to take it.
So you don't want to take it?
I don't have any virus in me right now, so I don't need to take the vaccine.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I think we're off on a break. We'll be right back. And I'll tell you what I think. Let's talk 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're live streaming now. So if you're on Facebook or YouTube, you'd find us. You can watch the studio live and you can leave me your commentary. Welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. So the news right now I'm watching, well, at least I have my eyes on the screen. I'm not necessarily following through, is reporting that the dominant strain of the virus in South Africa is Omicron. So let me go to the WHO website. Classification of Omicron B11529, which is the variant of concern. I'm going to go to a third paragraph here, or the second one. Let's see which one has a little bit more compact information. Hold on. All right, let me pick up something from the WHO website. The B11529, which is the code for the variant, was first reported to WHO from South Africa on 24th November 2021. And this particular situation has been characterized by three distinct peaks in reported cases, the latest of which was dominantly the Delta variant. In recent weeks, infections have increased steeply, coinciding with the detection of B11529 variant. The first known confirmed B11529 infection was from a specimen collected on the 9th of November 2021. They report, the WHO also reports that the dominant variant in South Africa is Omicron. So it's quite concerning. In fact, the WHO reports, and I quote verbatim, "This variant has a large number of mutations, some of which are concerning. preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection with this variant as compared to the other viruses, the other variants. Okay, end quote. I'm back at you. I want to, before I open up the telephone lines, share with you number of countries that have reported the new variant, Omicron. South Africa, Botswana, the UK, Netherlands, Germany, Hong Kong, Italy, Belgium, Israel, Denmark, Austria, Czech Republic, Australia, Canada, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and Japan. All right? So this virus has wings and it can fly. It's like the angel of death. It's walking through walls and air and it's touching people and things. Okay, the federal government of Nigeria. And that's one reference of many. Because, for example, if you're watching mainstream news, they're telling everyone to go get vaccinated or at least show proof that you have recovered or you do not have the virus. Yeah. And then I'm picking out something that's rather nuanced. I'm asking you the question this afternoon on radio, and the question is, if you get vaccinated today for the Delta, which is the available vaccine right now, fashioned around the Delta, this virus. Now, there's a new mutation, and this new mutation is Omicron, and scientists are reporting that the present vaccine might not be able to give you a defense against this new mutation. I'm asking you, as a person with autonomy, choice to do or not to do, do you think it's wise to get vaccinated? So there was Delta, you get vaccinated. There's Omicron, and then they're like, well, so we have a new type of vaccine, and then you go get vaccinated again. Or would you suggest that maybe we should wait a little bit, let science figure this whole thing out, and then we go get vaccinated? A caller called in and says, look, I don't care. I'll take as many vaccines as is available to fight this. Do you agree with that? Yeah? Do me a favor. I understand you don't like the government. I think, you know, they promised you money, they failed you. They promised you palliatives, failed you. And they probably failed you in other areas of your life. We're trying to have a logical conversation here. How about we leave it at that? Yeah, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
What's your name? Welcome. Go ahead.
You did notice that it was until South Africa announced the new variant. That was when Yoruba country started reporting disasters.
So what are you suggesting?
Did you notice? Are they telling me they never knew there was a new variant in their country until South Africa announced theirs?
Well,
just a few hours after, not even a day.
Okay.
Enjoy.
You're asking me like I know. I don't know. So what's your point?
I know.
What's your suspicion?
It's a historical question.
Yeah.
The way some people tend to make us feel, we shouldn't think of all these theories around these things.
I mean, you're supposed to think, except you're stupid.
You know, the way some people make it seem like, most of the so-called woke set of people.
Who?
They believe we shouldn't question these theories around these so-called virus.
Who told you that? Who suggested that?
Okay, want me to name names?
Is it my colleague? No. Don't. If it's
Freeze,
my colleague,
for example,
don't.
Freeze does that a lot.
What I was going to say?
He does that a lot. I even had issue with him last night.
Oh.
So you get. So, oh. Making it seem as if everything from that place is right. Not because, they believe... data that can easily be tweaked. Numbers don't lie. Numbers that can easily be tweaked in favor of a certain set of people.
Oh.
So people need to think data can lie. Numbers can lie. It can tell them what they want it to tell.
Well, I don't. I think Freeze has his position, and you have your position.
Yeah, sure, he has.
And I don't think you should cave into a position that your conscience objects to. Yeah, so don't be mad at him. If he feels...
I'm not even mad at him.
Yeah,
just,
okay. Yeah.
You know, people should think...
You must resist every form of intimidation on your human conscience.
Look at Bill Gates, for example. They all came out... Africa, people will be dropping dead in a few months' time. Up to this moment, they can't explain why we are not dying. Even we too can't explain that.
Miracle. But hold on a second. So, if you're going to answer the question of the day... would you suggest people get vaccinated? And given the development or the mutation of the virus and, of course, subsequent development of vaccines, people take any and every available vaccine, or should people wait? What do you think?
let me speak for myself.
Of course.
I'm not taking vaccine. I'm not bothered about it.
Oh.
I am not, honestly.
Well, it's suggested that you could die if you don't take it.
Joyce, now one thing go kill a man. One thing must kill a man.
And yours might as well just be Omicron, huh?
So, okay, look at what the lockdown did to us.
Yeah.
People became poorer.
Oh,
not because of lockdown. Look at what the lockdown did to us economically. Of which we all knew, we didn't observe the rules. So why we didn't die is just left to God to this. Left to God.
So because you're not dead yet, you're still just going to go ahead. You're going to go ahead, wash your hand, wear your face mask, but not get vaccinated.
An average Nigerian doesn't care about the virus from day one.
But
it is only those who have things to lose. Those who have property who have wealth not to lose. They are the ones.
So you have nothing to lose. You don't have a property to die for. A wife who loves you.
It's becoming classist. Look at it the way it is. Some people are so scared about it. So a lot of Nigerians don't give a damn about it.
I think the technocrats, I think the aristocrats will not like that you have just referred to this virus as a classist concept.
The figures, the facts are there.
All right,
great. They are so scared about it.
Because
a woman who is yet to feed doesn't care about corona.
All right, so you're not taking it, basically, whether it's Omicron or Decepticon, you're not taking
Joyce,
it. Great.
As it is now, today, I'm less concerned about the vaccine.
I mean, you don't have property, you just said it, so there's really nothing.
Look at the new variant. Okay,
what?
The initial one, people got vaccinated.
I have to let other people
Delta,
speak.
Delta, whatever, came up. They came up with another vaccine. Now, new variant. So, invariably, the virus came to stay. It has come to stay.
Yeah, so do you think people should keep getting... Yeah, do you think people should keep getting vaccinated as the variants develop?
It is left for them to decide.
Thank you very much.
You don't have, that.
You don't have property, that's why. Well, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Speak closer to the mouthpiece. Tell us your name. Speak closer to your mouthpiece.
Can you hear me, Joyce?
That's good. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. My name is Nej, calling from Satellite Town.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to think that on this whole issue, I think, first off, the world kind of dropped the ball on this virus. My reason being that when it came, you know, considering the procedure and the time that it takes to develop a vaccine, we had no answer to it, and so we hastily rushed and produce something that we thought might work.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a variant that is about to probably kill more people. So I think we hastily rushed into production of vaccine, and that was our mistake. You know, so that's my take on the whole matter.
No, that's hardly a take. So I'm asking you. You say the last vaccine was a hasty work, huh?
Yes.
So should we take the next hasty work, which is probably going to be another vaccine for Omicron, and then Omicron will become Decepticon, and Decepticon will become Phantom, and then it just keeps going. What do you think?
So we should now start. We should just continue to ingest things that we are not even sure of into our system.
Well,
I don't know.
What do you? Well, I don't know. Do you think we should do that?
No, Joyce, I want to look at it this way. You see, we just continue to take vaccines that were not... Okay, first off, they even told us that even the first vaccine does not stop you from contracting the virus.
What
use is it?
Well, very good question. Maybe you...
Of what use? Now there's another one called a monster, whatever it is.
Omicron.
And then we are expected to take another vaccine on it. And we have not even known the actual, maybe long-run side effect of this very virus.
Well, so do you have an answer to the question? Wow.
So my answer is, we shouldn't rush and just continue to ingest whatever substance the Western world throws at us. That's just my take.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
The Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Siti Hamid.
Welcome. Happy to have you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Good afternoon.
I'm with you. Believe me. Go ahead.
Yes. Josh, I want to ask, where did you stand, sir?
What do you think?
I said, where did you stand? Are you for the masses or for the government?
Oh, that's an interesting question. What do you think?
Because I don't think you need to.
Let me help you. My work is not to defend, or support. My work is to present. Yeah? So, I think I'm doing a great job of presenting to you the facts. I even try and present you conspiracy theories, meaning that I also present to you the gist that's not in mainstream news, and I subject it to your scrutiny, and I say, well, here is this, and this is this, and I say, what do you think? You are still expecting me to tell you that, you know, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. No, I don't have to be with you. I don't even know if you are with me. So it's all man for himself, yeah? But at least I am brother enough, or I'm sister enough, to give to you what appears to be facts or error in the figures. I mean, look at today's topic, for example. Yeah? It begs you to think and make a decision. I need not be with you for you to make a choice of your life. You wouldn't die with me. And I'm not sure I want to share my glory with you. So don't be afraid to think for yourself and arrive at a conclusion. It's your life. What you do with it is in your hands. All right? But I'm your brother. At least my works kind of show it, I think. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome, what's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you, what's your name?
Hello.
I'm with you, lady. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your name?
My name is Tammy. How are you doing?
I'm well, pretty. Thank you very much. Good to have you here. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so there seems to be a little misconception out there with what you said and what the customers are saying. There's only been one main vaccine so far that seems to have worked for the original virus and up to Delta. And so, even as of now, then they haven't yet ruled out that the vaccine that's out there could work for Omicron. It's very new, so they're still working on it. So it's not like, obviously, in some other countries, they're talking about booster shots. But in other countries that don't have booster, they're still telling you to take the original vaccine. So far, there's only one vaccine out there.
What's your
point? I just want to clear that up because people think that there's been three vaccines, different vaccines for each of the variants.
So hold on a second.
Right?
Let me be sure that I think you understand me. Have you heard scientists say that it's that this particular variant spreads quicker and it's possible that the current vaccine will not be able to give anyone a defense against this?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you call...
Because you said, and someone else said, that there was a vaccine for the Delta variant. There's another one. And I'm like,
No. I didn't say that. I said that there's one vaccine now, at least up to the Delta variant. Honey,
okay.
Please.
All right. We got that right then. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Anyways, back to...
Thank you.
Back to your question. Yeah. I just want to cut that. And back to your question.
Yeah.
I think if people want to take the vaccine...
No, you.
Okay, yes, I've taken the vaccine. If there's another booster shot out there, I would, because it's kind of, well, I took the vaccine and I still wear my mask and social distance and wash my hands and do all that. So for me, up to when they say there's another, and just to point out that as they're working on another, they're also working on other vaccines that might be more particular to curing, I mean, to stopping the spikes on the virus.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, the virus has different spikes. So the different companies out there are working on, like, let's get a better vaccine out there. So it's not like they're just going to, oh, we did this vaccine, let's just update this one. No, they're working on better ones. So, you know, by next year, they might have one that actually stops you from getting infected and stuff, and I would take that one also.
Okay, so I think you've done a good job of trying to answer the question. So this is what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have done well to highlight everything that I said practically, but I'm saying that the virus keeps mutating. Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody expected Omicron, and Omicron came. Yeah.
Actually, they did. They actually did.
Oh, beautiful then. So given that they did, it would mean that they are also expecting another mutation that might equally be more powerful than Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
So the question was, do people take every available... Look, if there is one vaccine for Omicron, we do not know whether the vaccine would defend us against Optimus Prime.
Yes.
So do we take... You're laughing, but it's the truth. So do we take Omicron and we take the vaccine for Omicron and then wait. And then when Optimus Prime comes, like, look, you have to defend yourself. And this vaccine will not defend you against Optimus Prime. So do you understand? Do we wait? So the question is, do we wait? What's the option?
Okay, if you don't take the vaccine, right, which, because as you said, we don't yet, as of right now, it might work for Omicron, it might not.
Yeah.
Then that means that you have to do the other steps that they're still telling people to do.
Which
is wear your mask, wash your hands, and social distance.
So I wanted to find out what you
are
would...
doing either.
You've done a good job of taking us 6 months back.
No, I'm not trying to.
Okay, I get
that.
It. So yes. you would take every available option. Because the question was, should we wait until science figures this out? You see, you said something that maybe next year they would find one particular vaccine that practically nips mutation in the bud.
Because that's what they're working on, yeah.
Thank you. So they might succeed, they might not succeed. So do we wait for them until next year, or do we get vaccinated today? Because it's complex. The vaccine today is not defending you against Omicron. It didn't even defend against Delta. Do you understand the question?
Yes, I do. Because like I said, I've been vaccinated. I haven't taken the booster shot yet because it's never available in Nigeria, right? Now, if it comes out in Nigeria, right, the booster shots, I will think about it. And if they say this booster shot is like the one that worked better or whatever, I will take it.
Look, that's really what I wanted to hear, that you're going to take every available option in the works. I appreciate
you. I don't think it's every available, but yeah, I'll take it if it makes sense. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Believe me, this thing is really complex. And sometimes you really want to defend your position, and then you realize, well, you don't have much of a defense. You're in or you're out. That's the game. Welcome to Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. You, Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Joyce.
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm your name.
All right. So, Ben, did you call earlier?
Yeah, I called you from UK.
So, why are you calling me back? You changed your mind? You want the vaccine? You want Lagos State government number?
You see, the reason why I called you back is there are some callers which I heard their voice. They said some of them were saying taking the vaccine is not an issue, there is an option. It's not, see, what my opinion in this matter is this. It's not about taking the shot or the vaccine itself. But the problem is this. If I take this thing, will it cure me?
No.
That is the question. Because it's a situation where somebody will put the vaccine and is saying, this one will be a prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Masking up yourself, washing your hands continuously like that. And at the same time, after 2-3 months, you will now bring in another vaccine, telling Nigerians that they should get prepared for another.
You sound mad.
The virus is coming again.
You sound
just
mad.
Just more like the previous one.
Yeah.
So, what is the essence of the vaccine?
Well.
What is the question? Joyce, there is a place I went to. I went and studied them because I have the vaccine. I went to study them to see the study case.
Yeah.
Something just came to take the vaccine. They say, good morning, you don't come. You come to take shots. So, you are not even on a screen or exam this person. Or anything. You just give him a shot. Because they said they should give a shot. What happens if you give such person a shot and he's dead?
They're not required.
They're not required to think.
No. They're not required to think. They're required to work. They're not required to think. Thinking is not their job. Somebody else has done the thinking, so they just work on orders. They're given orders and they follow it. Why are you surprised?
Now you are telling somebody who has come to you to receive a shot and you don't know his condition, and because they gave you order, you know such orders can be disappointing.
You're being empathetic, and I don't know that's part of the game. The rules of the game does not include empathy or extra sensitivity or sensibility. Scientists and doctors are doing the thinking. You do what you're told.
Joyce, you know the same science who is in the lab doing this job can also do a kind of blunder, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know?
Yes, I know.
You know it's possible.
Of course I know. There's more than enough proof to show. Why? You sound mad. You sound like you're trying to... You sound like you're mad and anything you're saying is new. It's not new.
I'm not mad.
There are documentaries on Al Jazeera of drugs that have deformed children.
I'm just being reasonable, and I'm just trying to be careful.
You're not taking it, really. At the end of the day, you're not taking it. That's really what this is.
Yes, because I'm trying to be careful. Because if I may take a shot, that'll lead to another thing. Because the government is not sure of what it's giving you.
If the government that is
in the country that cannot even protect you in security terms, then what do you think you're protecting in your health?
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. 30 more seconds. Let me quickly remind you. On the show this afternoon, I'm asking you, would you take... You know what? Let's just go off on a break. When I come back, I'll flesh it out again and allow you to speak on the issue. We're Nigeria Info and you on the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce and it's exactly 1:30 on the clock. Welcome to the sunny side. All right, so the idea is in my head, and thanks to our friends who are with us live streaming. I'm actually live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I would love to read your commentary. This is a complex work of social blindness, and social blindness because whether it's the citizens or it's the scientists, we are battling with a death ghost, the angel of death. It does quite appear that it has no form, no shape. If you think you know it by daylight, by night, a shape shifts. So there isn't quite any holding it down, yeah? Okay, so let me see if I can take you back a little bit. The federal government of Nigeria, like many other nations, are making vaccine mandatory. They believe it's one way to nip the virus or the spread of the virus in the bud. Okay? All right. The current vaccine, as was reported by everyone who was a spokesperson for the vaccine, did say that the vaccine does not prevent you, which is the available vaccine now, does not and didn't prevent people from contracting the Delta variant. Well, I think it was Fauci who said, well, it doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, but it kind of gives you, it prevents you from hospitalization, which honestly, I don't understand. I don't understand what that means, but I'm going to let Fauci determine, well, where is he? You know, but no, I don't know what that means. But let's assume that it counts for something. So we're going to count it as a point, yeah? So it doesn't prevent you from contracting the virus. You're going to get the virus anyways. Well, you could get the virus. If the vaccine available doesn't prevent you from contracting the Delta variant, now there is Omicron, a mutated version of that virus. And the World Health Organization, well, the world is concerned. They believe that this spreads quicker and that the current vaccine might not be able to prevent people from contracting this new one, since it couldn't even prevent people from contracting the old one. Okay. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I'm asking the question. We believe, I'm persuaded to believe, that if the previous vaccine is good, but maybe not good enough for the mutated version of the virus, I believe that science at some point would have to develop something stronger. The question is, should people take what's available? Remember, what determines the availability of the virus would be the mutation of the virus. A caller called in and said she believes the scientists are working on coming up with a vaccine that totally inhibits mutation. That would be wonderful. Between here and that heaven, the virus is mutating. So do people continue to take it until science finds a lasting solution, or do people wait? Remember, that wait would include the government changing its policies, mandating people to take vaccines, because the virus is still mutating and there are too many vaccines. And you want to talk about the complications that could come from taking vaccines? Well, so far, not... I'll be lying if I said that there are no complications from vaccines. So, well, some people at least are, some people are fine, others not so. Maybe more people are fine and some not so. There are reported cases of deaths of people who have taken the vaccine, and some other people took it, or more people took it, and nothing happened to them. It's a call that you alone would have to make. Do people take vaccines as science makes them available, or do people wait when science figures this monster out? Then they all go and get a vaccination. The sunny side. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Happy to have
you
here.
This is Esther. How
Welcome,
are you?
Esther. I'm good. A little exhausted from this whole vaccine conversation. It's good to have you here, Esther. Save the day.
Joyce, I took my first shot in March,
mm-hmm.
and then I took the second one in June.
Great.
Now, with this variant that we are not even sure of what we have done, I still will stand on the side of caution.
Okay.
Those who have not vaccinated or who are not yet vaccinated should go and take this vaccine. And then let us hope that with all the other precautions that we are meant to take to observe the protocol, that will be further from the big one.
Yeah.
Because from what they are saying, if you're vaccinated, it reduces the severity of whichever variant that you eventually may contract. So between Skylar and Caribidis, you choose which one.
Okay.
For me, I'd rather take the vaccine and now pray and hope that the bad variant doesn't get to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. It's amazing that even after taking this vaccine, you still have to pray because you're not sure. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show.
No, if I don't get...
You got through. Just turn up the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Gordon.
Welcome, Gordon. Happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you. My first time calling, actually first time listening to your radio. And
great.
I like the unbiased way this has been presented. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Okay, to your question, will I take the vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, I took it on a political reason because I needed to travel. But will I advise to take the vaccine looking at the available data? No.
Oh.
Viruses will keep mutating.
Okay.
And that won't stop. It's not new. And taking new vaccines or taking more boosters mm-hmm. won't be the solution. What are we supposed to do at this point? At this point, the world needs to pause and check what is working in Africa that have made it mysterious. Is it the weather? Is it the way of life? What is that miracle button that is working for Nigeria, for Ghana and the rest of the African countries? That should be where we should be looking at. One thing is constant when it comes to infections and virology and all, and that is the natural immunity. Well, another is healthy lifestyle. Why are we not talking more about this? Why are we not talking and encouraging people? What other things we can do to really remain healthy and avoid this virus? We already know that even our simple paracetamol and you keep having headache, a good doctor won't ask you to keep taking the medicine. He will ask you of other things to do to help manage the situation.
Beautiful.
Because no matter the positive side, there's always a side effect. And data are clear that there are side effects with this vaccine, and we can't keep going on the vaccine that we don't know where it will end.
Oh.
That would be my point, Joyce. Thank you.
That's something. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your contribution. Someone on Instagram Live is asking me, how can people in diaspora contribute? So first, you can call in 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I think it would be wise to have the code +234 before the number, so that way you get like straightforward access. Otherwise, well, we're on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on Facebook. We're on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. And of course, I'm live streaming. It would please me to read your commentary here. So please seize any of those outlets to let out your opinion. I'm more than willing to have it. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the Sunny Side. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. If you have just tuned in, my pleasure. What's your name?
Tonight.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you.
My name is Morris.
Welcome, Morris. Speak up for us. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for your unbiased views. And, you know, for me, the vaccines, before even administering the vaccines, they were still being tested. Because I think according to the rules, it should have taken 12 years of study before you can start the clinical trial
mm-hmm.
on humans.
Okay.
So the question is, what is the 5 years effect of this vaccine?
Yeah.
Hello?
We're not five years into the virus, so we don't have that data.
So we don't have it, but we should have it before you take any vaccine.
Oh.
So, yes, before you take any vaccine, you should know what the 5 years implication is, what the 10 years implication is. But we don't know. We only have an 11. The virus was only tested. Sorry, the vaccine was only tested for 11 months.
Yeah.
Before they started administering it to people.
So they call it an emergency. They said that the world is in a pandemic. And yes, they, yes. Yeah.
That's what they said. But now, if you look at it, now consider the death rate. I'm not saying anyone dying of COVID is good.
Yeah.
But consider the death rate.
It's not as alarming. Actually, they do report that.
It's not as alarming. And now, the death rate of people dying, fully vaccinated people dying, it's still very, it's just as a pandemic as the virus itself. Now, go to the U.S. Last year, before they started administering the vaccine, what was the death rate? This year, when more than 60% of people have collected the vaccine, the death rate of COVID has increased massively.
Okay.
So the vaccine is not, when Fauci came out, he said this vaccine was the one-stop cure for COVID.
Yeah.
Once we get this vaccine, the COVID problem is ended.
Who said that?
But yes, vaccine, Tony Fauci.
Oh, Fauci.
But that doesn't seem to be happening now. We're getting very different variants. And with the variant comes booster shots. Of course, they are calling it booster shots.
Yeah.
These are just new vaccines they are creating.
Yeah.
For the new variants coming.
So you say, don't take it. As you're saying, people shouldn't take it yet until science figures this whole thing out.
Study the virus.
Okay.
Study the mutations. Come up with the solution. Because don't turn the general world to your guinea pig.
Imagine that.
You're testing these things on humans. You're not sure what you're doing. And science is not about science is not about assumption. It's about facts.
All right.
You can't hope and pray for science. You put the facts together on the table and tell us, okay, this is the outcome of it. If you have a headache now, your doctor will start saying, I think you should take 2 or 3 Panadol. They tell you, no, take 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the evening.
Well, thank you very much. The whole concept of the sunny side is that, man, thou must think. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Let's talk, my friend. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info, so I had to find the tab. WhatsApp. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the show. On WhatsApp, I have a message here. How are you, Joyce? Generally, repeatedly taking vaccines as different variants come up is not a problem because polio is repeatedly taken. A 5-year-old now would have taken at least 5 different doses of vaccines. But that's okay because it's discontinued at age 5. But about the corona itself, I don't think it should be taken yet because it's under development. Do you know the CEO of Pfizer hasn't taken the vaccine? UC from Lekki. Well, you see, I am not in the least surprised. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. It's a moving story. And honestly, your thinking must move as fast as the science goes. Maybe even faster. Yeah, maybe at this point, you know what? Too bad you're moving as fast as science is moving. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? You have to be that good. I mean, not even good. I think it's more like you have to be alert. Like, so what's the story? The sunny side. How are you? Welcome to the show. I'm going to read a few more messages. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. The sunny side. Joy. Nigeria Info. That's my name.
Yeah. My name is Coco.
Welcome, Coco. Happy to have you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You see, my take for this whole of things is that, you see, everybody has his own personal opinion, right?
Mm-hmm. But, don't say something silly in the name of having a personal opinion, but go ahead.
But another thing is that, you know, that we all of us know that this scene of this world is changing, you know, time to time. Right? Everything is changing.
Everything has changed.
So the thing is that, those people who are like trying to condemn this vaccine that, oh, they can't take it for this reason or they can't take it for this reason. Number one, me, I've taken my own vaccine.
Good.
Before, I was having this mindset of not taking it.
Yeah.
But later I realized that, it's for my own prevention.
Oh.
You see, the government is trying to help people.
Yeah.
You should not, okay, government, don't think about what they promise I cannot do. You help yourself first.
Okay.
Don't try to condemn it in front of others. Because a lot of people have been discouraged because of this talk. All this talk of people. You see, if you think you are wise, You might be foolish in your view.
Oh, come on, my brother. Don't say that people are discouraged because
I'm
of the talk.
You,
no. Hold on a second. So this is what I believe. I believe that every man listening to this show has a brain and he is not stupid. And if I say something to him, he can, based on the facts of his predisposed conscience, make a decision. I'm not speaking to chickens. I'm speaking to humans who are making life choices. They're having sex, having kids, choosing houses and color of shirt to wear. You can't say that they're listening to a show and changing their minds. You have to give them some credit that they are sane enough, sensible enough, autonomous enough to make their decisions. They're not stupid people. You can't say that.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean,
that's
just the
fine.
Same way, you know, we're not going to think that you're stupid for taking the vaccine. You wouldn't want us to think that, would you?
Yes.
So just give us your own. We can take it. We can't take it.
I would just suggest that the vaccine is safe to take.
Mm.
Yes, go ahead and take it. It's for your own benefit. Try to encourage others to also take it too.
No, that's not my job. No.
Not you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to other people. You understand? Because what you say here, what other people are saying now, is also discouraging others to take it.
Why are you bothered about the discouragement or the encouragement? It's even my show, and I'm not even bothered about whether you're discouraged or encouraged. We're discussing here, and people are thinking while the conversation is ongoing, and they deserve to use their brains. Don't take that away from them, please.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no,
I mean, you used your brain. We didn't tell you to take it, but you took it, Abby.
Yes.
And also let them decide for themselves.
Okay.
Why are you afraid that they won't take it? What's your business if they want to die? Let them die.
I'm so concerned about people. You know, that's why I'm saying this.
If you're concerned, give them money. If you're concerned, give them money. You're not so concerned. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You're concerned. I've been talking about Ferrari since Cool FM. None of you have been concerned enough to say, Joyce, look, I hear you talk about Ferraris a lot. You like fast cars. This is a Ferrari. Honey, you can keep it. That's the key. And I said black interior, black exterior, black. You're so concerned, I don't have a Ferrari yet, but you're concerned. Well. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you doing? The sunny side.
Joy.
The volume of your radio set, like, believe me, turn it off. Hi. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name? Lost you. By the way, before I go back to telephone lines, I believe that you are sane enough to think for yourself. I know that I believe you're aware enough to look at the facts and look at the figures and listen to shows and hear opinions and deduce from that what might be basic sense and then move along the times and maybe do your own research. Talking about researchers, Luc Montagnier, he is a Nobel Prize winner. Because he discovered the HIV virus. Well, his content on social media has been banned on the prominent platforms, on the popular platforms, for whatever reason. So I'm asking you to listen to him, compare what he has to say, because he's not an idiot, you know. For him to win the Nobel Prize, it's either his brother is Nobel himself, or he did something worth recognition. But his opinion on the virus has been taken off of social media. I don't care what you make of it, but at least just listen to it. All right? Listen to it, and then you go and make a decision. There's a head on your shoulder, brother. Use it. And then don't discourage people. Leave people alone. I like my shows free. I believe I'm speaking to free people. Let them think for themselves and choose for themselves. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Thank you very much. You will have Sam.
Pardon? What's your name?
Mr. Sam.
Okay, Sam, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, like what the caller said, I think more sit down thing. Why the kindness?
So your line is so bad, I cannot hear your words clearly. I do apologize. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Hello. Well, yeah. Sorry about that. Let me read this one. This is a message from, I don't think I have a name here. If the COVID vaccine doesn't prevent me from contracting the virus again, then why am I taking it? Joyce, do you know if you are HIV positive with your medication, you can barely contract except meeting with someone who is not on treatment? It is almost 100% safe and guaranteed, but COVID-19 is not like the drug. That is almost 100% safe and effective. Are you sure about this? Are you speaking as a HIV patient? Because that would also be something worth considering. So he's saying that if you're on the HIV medication, you cannot contract the virus except meeting with someone who is not on the treatment. Okay. Your further ad, I won't take the vaccine. I still maintain long, as it is the APC in authority. I will only do that when they vote out of power. So you have to think beyond your local politics. And you have to allow me say that. This transcends local bickering. It transcends your political persuasions or your party choice. This is a game on a world stage. This is bigger than your political sentiments or your political persuasions. It's something else. On one hand, you heard the doctors were incentivized to actually test people in America and classify them COVID positive. And then, you know, the debate went back and forth about that. This debate around the PCR test and how, you know, let me just not say everything that's in my head. You know, it's just that don't blame the government for the vaccine again. Yeah. Because your government is a piss. No, the Nigerian government, yes, as a nation, is also a part of the puzzle to the entire thing around COVID. All right, thank you. So we'll do one more and then we segue into something else. Hi.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sampa.
Okay.
Yes. So I want to say that if the world are not interested to know why Africa in general and Nigeria in particular are having less victims of this COVID-19,
yeah,
Nigerian scientists should be able to bother themselves in finding out, discovering the reason why we have less death toll and infected people by this virus.
Okay.
And having said that, the federal government of Nigeria did not find it fit to develop way of distributing the palliative to reach every Nigerian. But now they are skillful enough to take it to Secretariat of Civil Servant. That is a must. You get it before you enter.
So that's it. You're still blaming the government again. Okay, so I have a message here. You say, this is saying, Joyce, some of your callers who are vaccinated are beginning to be afraid. Wow. Did you notice fear? I didn't quite observe. I didn't think that they were afraid. Well, I didn't pay attention, I guess. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Remy calling back.
Welcome, Remy.
Yeah. Just, are you aware that people have been paid, South Africa, to take the vaccine?
Oh, yeah, it's not just South Africa. Different countries are doing that. They're giving you... I thought one was even funny. They were giving some people donuts to get vaccinated. I thought that was comical.
Yes, people are not taking it to South Africa, to be precise.
Well, yeah, then the government incentivized them. Russia was giving out cars. I heard Russia was doing this lottery thing where you could win a car and get vaccinated.
So maybe our own government should replicate that as well.
So what would you want the government to give to you? Let me see if I can give...
Give it to Nigeria, a millionaire.
Every Nigerian a million naira.
Each
then
Nigeria, of course, each person who decides to take the vaccine.
So really, your sentiment against this vaccine is not necessary. It's just that you're poor. You don't have 1 million naira. If someone gives you 1 million naira, you wield your life.
The problem of an average Nigerian is hunger. They should share the money first, a million naira each.
Do you think if the government shares money, people will get vaccinated?
I know they can't. I know they won't.
Now, let's assume the government is willing to give at least 50,000 to every Nigerian.
That's too small now, 50,000 naira.
How much is your soul worth? How much is your soul worth?
My soul is worth more than a million naira. So,
but you just manage 1 million. Okay.
I'll manage it like that.
I'll tell the president. I'll tell Mr. President. Thank you.
Hey, I'll tell him.
1 minute. I'm just here speaking English. It's money that's... You guys, it's just money that's holding you back. Okay, so I think I can do one more and then I'm off on a break. Good grief. Hi, how are you? Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joy. Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a calling from the volume.
Go ahead. Turn off your radio. Why wouldn't you do that? Thank you. Go ahead. You have 1 minute. Go ahead, my brother.
You see the vaccine there?
Turn off your radio, son of man. Why wouldn't you turn off your radio? Is there any reason beneath heaven why you wouldn't do it? Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hey, thank God, dude. Joyce.
You have 1 minute.
Because of you.
You have 1 minute. Don't dance around too long. You have 1 minute.
Okay,
go
this
ahead.
This is RTK calling from First Start.
Thank you for calling.
So, straight to the point.
1 minute.
Concerning this vaccine.
40
thing,
seconds.
In fact, it's almost like if what we're sure of is that every year we'll have a new iPhone, a new vaccine, a new booster shot. In fact, as in, I'm not lying. In fact, they are basically turning us into mobile phones. You take the first one, that's 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G. There's a limit to everything.
It's, a culture of, it's the culture of consumerism, yeah.
But still, you can't tell me that if I'm taking all these vaccines, it won't have an effect on my body. It's a lie. Even if you take...
It won't. Okay, I'm telling you that it won't. Would you take it now?
I still won't take it. I'm still watching the situation, especially...
Don't take my word. I'm wrong, though. Don't believe me when I say that. But hold on, hold on. I'm off on a break. Wait. Good God. Art of... We're back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Okay, so of course, I mean, I hope you know what I'm joking. There is, it's worth thinking about if the virus mutates and then science says, well, until we discover how to nip it in the bud, we're going to develop a vaccine that can give you defense against every mutated version. Well, if you keep shooting up your veins, this vaccines, of course, you should think about the consequences of... I mean, even the drugs that you buy today, they tell you side effects. So, for example, if you're in Canada, the way the Canada advertises medicine, if they tell you, let's say the drug is called Yellow, and the TV is going to advertise Yellow, and Yellow helps cure skin rash. They would spend 10 seconds telling you about Yellow and Yellow curing skin rash and spend 30 seconds telling you about the side effects of Yellow. I thought it was very funny to discover how they also advertise the side effects of the drugs. So I noticed that in Canada for sure. You know, like they advertise the side effects. So they show you, then they show you the litany of things that can happen. So I guess that they do that to prevent lawsuits, except that for this vaccine, you can't sue anybody. Something happens to you, rest in peace. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. But maybe, you know, I'm not saying that to suggest that, you know, that something would. I'm just making a blanket statement that honestly, if something happened, well, you couldn't sue anybody. But we're hoping nothing happens. And you've done a good job of contributing to the topic. It's 2 p.m. exactly. I'm expecting my colleague to come in with the headlines. And then, of course, we're going to talk about something else on the other side of 2 on Nigeria Info. Off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. Can you imagine? Something just popped up and it's going to eat into our time. But we're going to take what we get, all right? We're grateful for all the graces. Every day. My name's Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I'm saying that to say that there's a recording in about 12 minutes. It's not enough time for us to talk about the fact that some men think that women have an advantage over men in society. My name is Joyce. You're on the Sunny Side. Welcome. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram, and I'd like to read your commentary. So the conversation about the vaccine is a moving story. Forgive me, I can no longer read your comments on that, but believe me, if Omicron came... Something else is going... Maybe Venom is next. By the way, have you seen the movie Venom? Yeah. We might have the next one and it's, you know, something alien. Maybe with an alien name. All right. So this hour, this few minutes, we're going to talk about the public supposition that that women have an advantage over men in society. Oh, God, I don't even know what that means. I think... The people who say it know what they mean. So let's talk about this advantage. And women, if you believe that as a woman you have a leg up over the guy, what is the leg and how does it work? Welcome, it's Open Thought Tuesday on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Shadrach.
Welcome, Shadrach. This is Nigeria Info this beautiful afternoon. Do you think women have an advantage over men in society?
Oh, actually, I want to contribute to the
vaccine,
The vaccine,
not today, my brother. And let's pray that this is the last of the mutations. Otherwise, the topic is coming back. That's guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Right, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Don't worry. Omicron. Maybe the next is Decepticon. Hello, the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon, lady. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Glory.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I want to contribute a little about that. I really am actually surprised sometimes when I hear people refer to women have more advantage than the men.
Well, you've heard it before.
Yeah, of course. It's more like it's everywhere. It's a normal word they use.
Yeah, it's a common phrase. Okay.
Yes, common phrase, yes.
What does that
mean? I'm going to be speaking from the part of my career path.
Okay,
where,
sure.
I'm going to say it's difficult to break your path.
Yeah.
Trying to prove is a constant thing. You keep trying to prove you are better or at least up to the male gender in the society. I'm not going to put the name of my company, but
okay.
I know how you have to constantly try to prove, constantly try to work harder than your colleagues that are male.
Really?
Because you're trying to, you know, express yourself that the fact that I have boobs or I have ass doesn't mean I don't have something upstairs. Promotion calls. They get to overlook you, and you know you're a woman. What do you need the money for? And you're asking yourself, I do not understand that. I put in the same work, if not more, to prove yourself at your place of work.
Oh,
so when I hear that word, you have more advantage because you're a woman, and I'm sitting there, I'm wondering, I don't get it. How? So it's more like a constant thing that you hear that each time. That's why it's better to call. This is my first time calling anyway, and I've been listening to your show. Great work, by the way, Joy.
Thank you very much for calling.
I really do not understand it.
It's kind of frustrating to just hear that, particularly when you're toiling and you're giving as much
as a guy. Exactly. You get
okay.
So I'm doing the work. I'm putting way more work than my usual male colleague. I'm doing way more. But each time,
Okay.
Of course.
We're going to analyze this to even know what they mean. Like, is it because... So I think it's because you look physically beautiful. Their assumption is you're not smart.
Exactly.
Because you can look beautiful and be smart. It's not like a usual common feature.
Thank you. You get where I'm coming from. Because you're a woman, you take care of yourself, you're always looking so prim, so beautiful. They believe, of course, you're not going to have time to put in the work, or you're not going to have time to
be smart.
You don't have sense.
All right.
And they forget that you can do both and still come out looking very good and still put in the work and still come out looking very good in your career.
Well, high so five, really. Girl. I'm happy that you're in the game. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank
I do appreciate
so much,
it.
Thank
wow.
You.
This is going somewhere. We'll have to certainly bring this topic back again, but let's see what we can do with time. We don't have too much time today. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Turn off your radio. Tell us your name and you can go ahead. We don't have forever on the clock. Yeah. Thank you. Hi. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon,
welcome.
Joyce.
Yes, that's my name. What's yours?
My name is Collins.
Welcome, Collins. Happy to have you here.
Well, it's been a long time. I've been trying since there.
Behold, your day has come. Take it.
I'm so happy to speak to you.
Happy to hear from you. Thank you.
You know, I've been following you right from when you were in Cool FM.
Okay, great.
When you came to
Nigeria Info.
Well, I still follow you.
Yeah, welcome.
In your Instagram, I follow you on Instagram.
Okay.
You see me there, calling for life.
Okay. So are you going to speak on the topic? Do you think I have an advantage over men in society? Do you think women have advantage over men in society? You don't want to speak on that?
I don't think so. I think when it comes to advantage... As individuals, as a person, you can create your own opportunity instead of basing it on the fact that women have an advantage.
But you don't agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I disagree.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. I have a message here from Bad Guy for Men. for real men. Oh, he says women are always plain victim. Every sensible, in capital letters, every sensible person who would be honest knows women are favored than men these days. But we guys don't like complaining because nobody would listen to us. Isn't this something? Well, thank you very much for calling. Let's find out. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. We're happy to have
Joyce,
you.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome.
The question, this is Chike calling from Ogun State.
All right, sure. Thank you very much for calling.
The question, whether women have an advantage over men in public, I would say, in this our world, I think men is more advantaged than women, to tell the truth.
Okay.
Because women are... Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Why? How is that?
Women are not... I don't know, in many situations... Okay, look at Afghanistan. You and I know the story in Afghanistan.
Oh,
women
let's not go to hell. Don't do that.
Hello?
Yeah, no, let's not go... Afghan is ridiculous.
Okay,
man.
No, not even Afghanistan. Come to Nigeria. Mm. Can a woman walk down 12 and be free without someone harassing her? When you go to police station, you and I know what will happen at the end. Go to the north in this same our country, let's say educated country. Is it not 12 years old they are forcing to marry? Do they have advantage? Do they have advantage to become who they want to be? In office place, if a woman want to find job, you see bosses asking to sleep with them and all that. Yeah, they can't complain. Unlike, although I haven't gone to America, Finland, all those countries where you hear women have rights. You get my point. So maybe in developed nations, maybe women have advantages.
But as far as you know,
In Nigeria, all here, right. At least I used to hear that from Daddy Freeze when he's talking about all those issues. But in Nigeria, here,
all right.
I don't think women, I think women are less advantageous. So they don't have any...
Okay. They don't have an advantage over men. Well, we get that.
Over men. If divorce wants to happen now, okay, let's say, for instance, if a man cheats, you and I know now, let's stop it. If a man cheats, he's free. Nobody will talk. They say an anomaly. If a woman cheats, the whole blog will carry him. Everything, everybody will take us in a shower or something. So I think the question is just plain.
Okay.
Women are less advantages. No need to argue about that.
Yeah.
Another, even in business world, Abba, I beg, women are less advantaged.
All right, thank
honestly
you.
Honestly speaking. And I pray maybe one day more men will rise.
All right.
Change that often. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Let me add, let's move on. But I also feel like if a woman is promiscuous and the man is promiscuous, it would be hypocritical to say that the man, or ignore the promiscuity of the man, whether you are judging him or you're crediting him, but judge the woman or condemn her. So if a man is promiscuous, you say he's promiscuous, fine. If a woman is promiscuous, you say, so if the woman is a prostitute, the man is also a prostitute. You would not say that the man is not a prostitute. And I think you do that because you cannot face the truth. I think you do that and you would rather cover a lie. I don't know why you do that, because it's funny that you would do it and your conscience doesn't prick you. Because first of all, mentally, there's something erroneous about the judgment. So it probably speaks about your intelligence level. And then if you did that, then it also speaks about your awareness or your consciousness. And to be both unaware in conscience and to be unintelligent is a little combination. I think you would suffer from the consequences that, I mean, blind people fall, but yours will be worse. Yeah, yours will be worse, far worse. The Sunny Side. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? The volume of your radio set, in the name of truth, turn it off. Welcome, thank you. Yes, go ahead.
I have a question to ask. Why don't you want to go to Afghanistan?
Oh, I can't. Well, first of all, there's a reason I'm here. Destiny has put me here, so there's no question as to why.
I'm sorry, that's the only thing I wanted to ask. You say that guy should go Afghan way.
Oh, no, he can't go Afghan way.
Okay.
Why?